Bank of Cardiff. This is Amy.
Amy, hey, it's Doug.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I just replied to your email.
Uh-huh.
But then I want to just follow up with a quick
phone
call, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the contract. It's on. We just, instead of preparing an addendum with everyone, which we were a few months ago, we just actually incorporated it into our contract just because it was coming up more and more and more.
Okay.
That request. So basically, it's in there. It's on page 10. It's a paragraph in there. Basically, it states if the loan is paid off before half the term, the merchant will be discounted 25% off the interest, or maybe 6% of the funded amount. Comes out to be the exact same. I don't remember if it says 25% of the interest or 6% of the funded amount at that time. The remaining balance,
okay.
I should say. And either one, it comes out to like a few dollars different. So for example, they do a $100,000 deal. It's a 10-month term. In month three, they owe $75,000. We'll discount 6% of that $75,000.
Okay.
Off of the payoff. So
okay.
If it goes past half the term, then they have to pay the full amount, whatever
okay.
they pay off. So
it's really just a benefit if they can pay it off before half the term then.
Exactly.
Okay. Sounds
right.
good.
Cool.
I'll let Kara know because she's away from her desk right now, but try and walk her through like the process and show her like,
right.
you know, the portal and how we go about requesting docs and things like that. If
yep.
we run into any issues, I guess like I'll have her give you a call if that's all right.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. I'll hold her hand and let her know how to do it on the first one. get us up and rolling. So cool.
Okay. Awesome.
Right.
And then the steps here are pretty straightforward. It was just like a license, right? The business license as well as a confirmation
yeah.
of the federal tax ID.
Yep. For some reason, we couldn't match up the FEIN number. And then, yeah, an active liquor license on this one. Yeah, this one was actually pretty simple. And then we need driver's license and voided check on every deal. But once you go into the offer calculator, once they select their offer amount, those files show up there. The
okay.
steps again will show up. And then they have the option of DocuSign or to download it.
Gotcha.
And once it's sent out DocuSign, you'll get an email that once it's completed too. So it's a real simple process.
All right. And then for like verification of the tax ID, I do have the customer's 2015 return. Is that like a means for verifying that, or what are you looking for exactly?
That should work. A lot of times I say they just have their, when you apply for your FIN number, they'll send it to you. They'll send you, say, hey, here's your new this is your FEIN. If he has that's probably simpler.
Okay, so that's like the letter from the IRS then, correct? Like EIN letter? Okay.
Yep, exactly.
All right, cool. I will get together with Kara and let her know about our conversation, and we'll reach out if we need anything.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, thanks, Doug.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.